Well, let's get to a classical edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Terrence McKnight is a weekday evening host on WQXR Classical Music Radio in New York City. Welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
And you've brought us some music today from a number of African-American artists. Let's start with Queens native musician Jeff Scott, who's behind something called the Urban Classical Project. Here is Startin' Somethin'. And is that a French horn we're hearing?
That's Jeff playing French horn.
Wow. Well, tell us about this one.
Okay, so Jeff, he was one of the founders of this wind quintet called Imani Winds back about 15 years ago. And Jeff felt, and the band felt, that a lot of the music in the repertoire didn't represent necessarily their full perspective, their full experience as musicians. So over the years, they've been writing music for the ensemble, arranging their own tunes. Jeff grew up in Queens, as you said, listening to a lot of jazz and a lot of R&B, a lot of different musical influences. And he's tried to weave all of that into this music for the quintet, which has been playing, again, for 15 years together. So he has the sense of what each individual can do. So he tries to write to the strengths of all of his members.
Well, let's listen to another piece from the Urban Classical Project. This is called The Gift of Life. Now, we say Urban Classical Project. It almost sounds jazzier than classical.
Well, you know, there's a fine line, you know, between jazz and classical music. You know, classical music, if you go back, it was highly improvised, and that's what Jeff has been working on, trying to find musicians who could play both, were both great readers, classical players, and musicians who were also great improvisers. So he's been looking for a point of intersection, and that composition we just heard, that was written about a little girl who wanted to be a musician. She died young, and Jeff says in this piece, the motif that he uses is a metaphor for young people have an ability to soar. This little girl apparently loved airplanes, so she would whirl around, and Jeff tried to compose something that represented her ability to soar as a young person.
Well, certainly, you can hear that in that music. You can hear the idea of a young person soaring.
Well, that's what he tries to do. He tries to not only represent young people, you know, but the band itself, and also be, you know, a bridge to a younger generation who also may grow up listening to different influences outside of standard classical music.
Okay, let's get to another one, Terrence. This is the late composer Coleridge Taylor Perkinson. This is the piece Lamentations, performed here by cellist Tahira Whittington.
Thank you.
This takes me back to my childhood days of playing the Bach suites on the cello, although this sounds very different, obviously.
Sounds more like Jimi Hendrix if
he
had gotten a hold of Bach. And I think Coleridge Taylor Perkinson, he composed that shortly after Jimi Hendrix played that, you know, his version of Star Spangled Banner. Coleridge Taylor Perkinson, another composer who was highly involved in improvisatory music, but he was also an opera conductor and a classical conductor. And so he tried to weave both of those worlds. He worked with Marvin Gaye. So he tried to bring all of those influences into his concert music, which was really his first love, you know, conducting and hearing music in the concert hall.
And is Tahira Whittington improvising here, or is this exactly the notes that Coleridge Taylor Perkinson wanted Tahira Whittington to play?
That is his score. He wrote all of those notes, and the beauty of his music, I feel, is that he allows classical musicians to feel like they're improvising, because the audience sometimes feels like the music is being made up spontaneously, and you get a sense from his compositions that it is spontaneous.
And why did you select this particular piece for us to hear today? What do you love so much about it?
Earlier, I talked about improvisation being so important to classical music, particularly in the Baroque period. Well, now I think we're seeing a return of that. You're seeing, you know, contemporary musicians who value the art of improvisation. So I've been looking at composers who value that, who look to, you know, not only play throughly composed music or through composed music, but also to bring in that art of improvisation and try to find the melding of those two. I think that's what George Gershwin was doing back in the 20s. So it's nothing new. It's just, in this case, Jeff Scott bringing his world, his music world, and Coleridge Taylor Perkinson, who grew up here in New York and also in North Carolina, bringing the sounds from that world into the concert hall.
And here we have one more from you. This is the pianist Jason Moran, who recently did a performance at the Museum of Modern Art that you hosted. Let's take a listen. Tell us what we're hearing here, Terrence.
Now, you can't find this on a record. I don't know if Jason would write this down or not, but what was happening, Jason was responding to images from Jacob Lawrence's Migration series, the series that chronicled the movement from the South to the North of more than 6 million Black Americans between 1900 and 1970. The exhibition is happening at MoMA now, and Jason was on stage. I was up in a booth triggering images. So Jason didn't know what image was coming next, but he was responding to what he saw, and I was responding to what I heard. So we were having a conversation through images and through music, and that's what we just heard.
That's incredible. So he was playing that just based on what you were projecting.
That's correct.
Amazing. Well, Terrence, you brought us a number of very interesting African-American classical artists here, but that is not the face of classical music as many people think of it. It's got a much whiter and more European face to it, at least in general. Do you think that that's changing?
Not quickly enough, but we have an opportunity to change that. And I think with composers like Jeff Scott and us talking about composers like Coleridge Taylor Perkinson, essentially, Jeremy, people want to see a representation of themselves on the stage. So if you put those musicians on the stage, there's a chance that you might get the reflection of them in the audience. So I think that's where the change needs to happen. So us having this conversation might point us in that direction.
That's Terrence McKnight, the weekday evening host on WQXR in New York City. Terrence, thanks so much.
What a pleasure. Thank you, man.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist, which is on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now, or you can go to hereandnow.org.